Residents of Iraq's capital, Baghdad, are doing what they can to prepare for another war. They're trying to build up meager stocks of food and water. Some of them have dug wells in their gardens. Some have already left the city, and others are thinking of leaving. It is an agonizing choice. NPR's Ann Garrels reports.
To leave or not to leave, that's the burning question dividing this Iraqi household. 30-year-old Salah wants his 25-year-old wife and baby to get out of Baghdad while they still can. But she doesn't want to leave. By now, Esma says she's not afraid, just numb. If we're going to die, she says, we should die together. Salah is still working on his wife. He knows time is running out.
I want them to leave. I will be worried about them.
His mother, Sakhara, is on his side.
Inshallah.
She, too, is trying to convince her daughter-in-law, but she says she's stubborn. Though only 52, high blood pressure and diabetes have taken their toll. She can't bear to live through another round of missiles and bombs. And if necessary, she will leave alone to stay with the daughter outside the capital. This family lives in the Al-Zafariya area of Baghdad, right next to a large military base, which was repeatedly hit in the 91 Gulf War.
And we are worried about if the one of American missiles are going to misguided, what will happen? We're so close from the military bases.
If Salah has his way, which doesn't look very likely, he and his 64-year-old father, Fadl, would stay in the house alone. For Fadl, all he has left is this modest cement two-story house where he brought up his 10 children. His business, a small factory producing metal furniture frames, couldn't withstand the sanctions. His savings are gone. The neighborhood reeks of sewage. There were no pipes even in better days, but conditions have deteriorated even more over the past 12 years. Once middle class, it's now poor. Fadl blames the United States and gestures to a portrait of Saddam Hussein, which looks down over the dining table. Salah translates.
The President Saddam Hussein is one of Iraqi people. He was serving and still serving the Iraqi people, and he deserves our faithful to him.
When asked if Saddam is a brutal, corrupt tyrant, neither Fadl nor Salah would agree. They see Saddam as an Arab hero who has managed to lead this fractious country.
We have many types of people, Kurds, Shia, Sunni, and we have to unite our country. And Saddam, he absolutely did that. Iraq needs a leader like Saddam Hussein.
And Salah firmly believes Saddam until now has successfully protected Iraqi sovereignty from outside threats.
We have an oil, and many foreign countries come here after our fortune and our oil.
Fadl demands, even begs, that American people stop President Bush from launching what he believes will be a disastrous war. Staring through his thick glasses, he insists he will fight to his last drop of blood, though he acknowledges he has no weapon, just his faith. Eventually, he concedes America has the technology to win the war militarily. His bravado cracks further when he speaks of two sons who were in the Iraqi army up north. It becomes apparent as they discuss the meager supplies they put by. This family anticipates the war could be as short as 4 or 5 days. But they assume intense bombing will cause enormous damage. Salah and his wife are already thinking beyond the war to the cruel summer when Baghdad boils with temperatures as high as 130 degrees. They wonder how their baby daughter will survive the searing heat and the bugs with no air conditioning, no fan, and no water. If surviving means switching allegiances to another leader, even an American, Salah will do what he has to. As the family's sole breadwinner now, he hopes his English will get him a job. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.